Welcome back to The Roundtable. I'm Ian Pickus. From early surf music to the universally lauded Pet Sounds, solo records and influential production work, even Gershwin and Disney, Brian Wilson has done everything in his more than five decades in music. One of our greatest songwriters, Wilson has been honored by the Kennedy Center, the Grammys, and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Rolling Stone ranked Wilson among its 100 greatest singers and called the Beach Boys the 12th greatest group ever.
I'm waiting for the day when you can love again. I kissed your lips when your face looked sad. It made me think about him and that you still loved him so.
Wilson's shadow is vast, his music helping to define an aspirational vision of America that remains a potent myth today. He's also a well-known survivor, having overcome the depths of addiction, tragedy, and mental illness.
I guess I just wasn't made for these times.
Now 71, he's as busy as ever. First was the Beach Boys' anniversary album and tour that wrapped up last year, and as he readies a new solo album, Wilson is back on the road with another legend, Jeff Beck, and fellow Beach Boys David Marks and Al Jardine. The tour will stop in Albany at the Palace Theater on October 8th, and it is my honor to welcome Brian Wilson to the Roundtable. Thank you so much.
Hello, how are you?
Great, and we're speaking to you as you've just returned from the studio where you're working on a new solo album. What's it sound like?
Well, it's very mellow. It's kind of a mellow sound. Not really rock and roll yet, but we might rock and roll later, but for now we're just doing mellow stuff.
And you've had a lot of friends stop by to record, including Jeff Beck. What's your Rolodex like? How do you decide which friends you're going to ask to be on the album?
Well, we get together, my producer and I discover who we want to play,
And the songwriting process today, is it coming easier than it has in the past?
About the same. It's about the same. We write together. We collaborate.
Jeff Beck, who is your touring mate this time around, how long have you known him?
Well, I met Jeff Beck a few years ago at my Music Care Awards trip. I was the Music Care Award Person of the Year. And Jeff Beck sang and played Surf's Up on that show.
And when did you begin to think about working with him?
Well, about 4 months ago, my producer and I thought maybe we'd call him up and see if he could play on the album. And he plays so damn good. He's the most damn great guitar player I've ever heard in my life.
What makes him so good in your eyes?
Well, he's very versatile. He can play anything, He can play faster or slower. He's just an all-around great guitar player.
Were you a Yardbirds fan in the 60s while the Beach Boys were sort of rising?
I wasn't aware at that time, no.
And what are your plans with the show that you're playing together? Will you spend a lot of time on stage together?
Yeah, he'll be playing quite a bit on stage, yeah.
You're also going to be with David Marks and Al Jardine, men you've known for more than half a century. What's it like to share the stage with those guys?
Well, it's great. It reminds me of the Beach Boys, but they collaborate with me. They're very good, great musicians, and they're great singers, too. Especially Al Jardine, he's a great singer.
Are there other musicians you'd like to do a project with, like you're doing with Jeff Beck on this tour?
No, not right off the bat. Not nothing to think of yet, no.
How many songs are you rehearsing for the tour?
Well, we rehearse about 35, 40 songs.
And will we have a lot of new music on this tour?
Not a lot of new songs, but a lot of Beach Boys classic stuff.
What are some of your favorites to play?
Well, California Girls, Good Vibrations, those, some of those kind of songs.
There was a while where you couldn't really be on stage as much, and that's really changed in the last few years. Are you enjoying being out in front of a crowd again?
Yeah, it's quite a kick. It's a very big kick for me. It's a very happy experience.
You're at a point in your career where everyone seems so excited to see you out there. What are your plans for after this album? Will you stay on the road for a while?
Well, I don't know about the road. I think we're going to just try to make a rock and roll album.
What's the difference in writing the kind of album you're making now that you call mellow in writing rock music from your perspective?
Well, the mellow songs don't have much beat, really. They're a great strong beat, you know. But, the beat is not as strong on this one.
I also wanted to ask you about Smile, which you finally finished. What was it like to have that off your back after so many years of waiting for it to come out?
Well, it was a great relief. You know, it's been building up for a long time. You know, we wanted to do it. We kept thinking, we'll do it now. And finally, we finally did it, you know?
I've been in this town so long and back in the city. I've been taken for lost and gone and unknown for a long, long time. Fell in love years ago with an innocent girl from the Spanish and Indian home, home of the heroes and
you've always been prized for your production work. You mentioned you're working with a producer and writing songs together. How much are you still hands-on what happens in the studio and on recordings?
Well, I'm very much in tune with my co-producer, Joe Thomas. He and I work together. We line up all the songs. We prepare for the songs and all that stuff.
Now, when you come to Albany, it'll be about, 5 years since you've played here last. What can fans expect when you're on stage with Jeff Beck on October 8th?
They can expect a very, very good guitar sound and a great vocal sound.
Well, Brian Wilson and Jeff Beck will come to the Palace Theater in Albany October 8th. And Brian Wilson, it's just been such an honor to have you on the show. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.